Okay, we're on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, the bottom. Boy Rabba, Kiim Lechi Umufer Lechi Velo Seichel Hakoma Elim Kein Chol HaFora. He said to her the following, Mekayim the nether and I'm nefer it, and the Hakoma shouldn't be Chal unless the HaFora is Chal. See Rashi. Omar Kiim Lechi Vahodar Omar Umufer Lechi. He said Kiim and then HaFora. The halacha is like this, that if the Kiim is Chal, then there's no such thing as Chal. After Kiim there's no HaFora. And if the hafara is chal, there can't be kiyum. So what if he said kiyum, and then he said hafer, and then he said clearly that I don't want the kiyum to be chal unless the hafara is chal. And if the hafara is chal, then the kiyum can't be chal anymore. So what's the halacha? Toshma, miplugs of the Reb Meir of Reb Yossi. This depends on the halacha of the machlokas of Reb Meir of Reb Yossi. The snan. Harezu tmuras ola, tmura shlomi. The person said, this animal should be a tmura of an ola and a tmura of a shlomi. I could have said tmuras ola of a shlomi, but he didn't, he separated them. Tmuras ola, tmura shlomi. So harezu tmuras ola, divra meir. Meir holds, tofus lashon rishon, that he basically had harata. He originally wanted to make it a tmura of an ola, then he changed his mind, he wanted to make it a tmura of a shlomi. And that's it. Once it became a tmur of an ola, it can't be a tmur of a shlamin. So that's what Reb Meir holds. Toughest rush, lashon rishon. We go after the first thing he said, which seemingly, right, it's not the case, but seemingly, if in the case of our case where he said kiyum loch and hufar loch, that the kiyum would be chal and the hafara therefore would be bottle, can't be made for another that was mekuyim. You go after the first lashon. We'll see in 1 second that that's not the case. That over here, since he added that the kiyum shouldn't be chal unless the hafar is chal, even Reb Meir would agree that the kiyum is not chal. But that's what it would seem to be. Reb Yossi Omer, im lekach niskavim mitchila, hoel v'yev shel likro shnei shemos ke'echot dvorav kayomim. Right? That Reb Yossi also, we don't go after the first lashon, but really what he intended, except you can't say two things at the same time. And the reason he didn't say shlomim and ola together, because he was afraid that you couldn't be makriv a korban like that if you made it a tmura shlomim and ola. So he mistakenly thought that if he said each one separately, he could bring it as a korban and have some halachas of a shlomim, some halachas of the ola or whatever. He was wrong. You can't. But he really wanted to say them together. So therefore, both of them are chal. What do you do with this animal? You sell it, and with half the money you buy a shlomim, with half the money you buy an ola. So dvarav kayomim, vafilu Reb Meir, the Gemara says. So it would seem that our case is dependent on that. If you said kiyum and hefer, so according to Reb Meir, go after the first lashon and it's mekuyim, and according to Reb Yossi, right, both of them would be chal, and since both of them can't be chal, there's nothing here. The Gemara says no. Vafilu Reb Meir, loka omer ela delo omer lo seichel zu elim kein chol zu. Aval hacha da omer lo seichel hakoma elim kein chol hafara Reb Meir nami moda the hafara chola. That since he said I don't want the kiyum to be chal unless the hafara is chal, and once the hafara is chal, there's no such thing as kiyum, so the neder is mufer, according to everybody. Toshma Rashi dechi hai gavna plugs of Reb Meir v'rabbanim meseches tmura the perikates of ma'arimim ala bechor hareza tmura sola tmura shlomim dvarav kayomim. The Yavi bid mechetsi olav and mechetsi shlomim. What do you do with it? You sell it, and half the money you use for a shlomim and half the money you use for an olav. Vafilu Reb Meir lo amar tfos lashon rishon elad lo amar lo seichel zo elim kein chol hashniyah. Even Reb Meir only said we go after the first lashon because we're afraid that he had harata, then you can't have harata. So whatever he said first is chal. But if he didn't have harata, he meant to say both of them, right? Elim kein chol hashniyah, ba'man nechleku. Where is the machlokas? Ba'omer tmuras ola u'tmuras shlomim. Where the machlokas is, where he said tmuras ola tmuras shlomim. Reb Meir sover dilma mahader hu dahader bei mitmuras ola va'omer tmuras shlomim. We're afraid that maybe he had harata and he really meant to say tmuras ola and then he changed his mind to tmuras shlomim. V'hoel v'chein tfos l'tchilas tvara v'hayri ola. Therefore, you can't change your mind, so the first thing is chal, and the second thing can't be chal.
Rabbi Yossi Sover, Iomer Tmuras Ola, Ushlamim Haviamina Kedusha Veina Krova. He was afraid that if he would have said Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, he doesn't have Charat, he wants both to be Chal. So if he wants both to be Chal, why didn't he say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim? Because he was afraid that you couldn't be makriv an animal like that. But he thought that if you said separate Tmuras Ola and Tmuras Shlami, you could be makriv it, which you can't. But he made a mistake. But over here, everybody would agree that since he said specifically, I don't want this to be chal unless the other one is chal, that he didn't have harata, he meant both of them should be chal. And therefore, since he specified the hafara was the ikr to him, that once it's mufar, there's no such thing as kiyum. Okay, next case. Boy Rabba. Kiyum umufar lechi, bevasachas mahu. What if he said, I want this netter to be kayim and mufar at the same time? So what happens? Toshma, Dover Rabba, called Dover Shedo bezachar zeh, afilo bevasachas shedo. Something that can't happen consecutively can't happen if they do it at the same time. Where's the case? Rashi brings it out. Toshma, Dover Rabba, kiyim umutar lechi, velo omer lechi ben kiyim lemufer. He didn't say kiyim lechi and mufer lechi. He said kiyim umufer at the same time. Mi amrino kiyim velo omer kiyim lechi umufer lechi. Havi kaman di omer lo seich la koma elim kein chola hafara. He meant mamish, according to everybody, that they should both be chal at the same time, and that can't be. Right? The kiyim velo omer kiyim lechi gole adaiti de mahafara nichale. He didn't say kiyim, he said kiyim mefer lechi. Put them together. So the ikr was that it should be in the end mufar. And that, and the maisa, therefore the kiyum is as if he said the kiyum shouldn't be chal unless the hafar is chal, which we had before, that therefore the hafar is chal and nothing, the kiyum is not chal. Old Dilmor, maybe it's different. Lo shana. And therefore it's what's it called? Command the armor, kiyum lechi and mufar lechi dami. It's just as if he said kiyum lechi and mufar lechi. And then we go after the first lashon. The low to have the hafara, and therefore the kiyum should be chal, and the hafara can't be chal. Toshma the Omer Rama b'kedushin, a meiser behema. It's going on meiser behema. The halacha is if by mistake you call the 9th one 10, or the 11th one 10, it's chal, and you bring it as a shlomim. But the halacha, what happens? Kol she'enu b'zachar zeh, kigon shim korel asiri asiri. You call the 10th one 10. Then after that, the chazer, the korel, yud aleph asiri, and then you call the 11th one also 10. So that's not edo kodesh. That's not kodesh, because you already called the 10th one 10. So then the 11th one is meaningless. The ka'amar afa basacha shim korel shneim asiri stam ein ha echadas or kodesh. Right? If by mistake you call the 10th one 9 or something, and you call the 11th one 10, then the 10th one becomes kodesh. But if you already call the 10th one 10. Then the 11th one, even if you call it 10, doesn't become Kodesh. What happens if you call the 10th and 11th 10 at the same time? So now is it Chal or not on the 11th one? Then it should be, since it was called 10, it's Kodesh. Right? But the Maisa, you did call the 10th one 10 too, but you didn't do it before the 11th, you did it at the same time. Hachinami, Kivin Eino Mezachar says, since if you did it one after the other, you called 10 10 and 11 10, the 11th one wouldn't be Kodesh. So if you call the 10th and 11th 10 at the same time, it's also not Kodesh. B'zachar zeh, shim omar lo achshav kiyim lechi, ula achar sho omar mufri lechi, ein ba v'rosu klum, v'vasach asnami, ki omar kiyim umufri lechi, ein ba usu hafora klum. Afagad v'vasach as ka omar kiyim umufri lechi. Same thing over here. So if he would have said kiyim and then mufer, the hafora couldn't be chal, because once you're mekayim it, you can't be made for it. So if you said them, the vasachas also wouldn't help. Now what's it called? It's no different than if you said them one after the other. And therefore, what's it called? So pashas, what happens? That the kiyum is chal, and the hafara is batal. As if you said it one after the other. If you said it one after the other, the halacha would be that the kiyum is chal, and the hefer is not chal. Same thing over here.